This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
Hello and welcome to Car Talk on National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the traffic modeling department here at Car Talk Plaza. And we pose the question, how bad are Boston drivers really?
Well, I got this article here written. You read the Boston Globe?
Yes, I do.
You ever read Chet Ramel?
Yes, I do.
Is he a genius or what?
He has a good editor.
Chet Ramel.
No, he's good. In fact, I have one of his astronomy books, which is very good.
It says at the bottom, he's a professor of physics at Stonehill College, the author of several books on science, and he writes this maybe daily, weekly, occasional column for the local newspaper here, the little rag, the Globe. And this article is entitled, Drivers Take Byte, B-Y-T-E, Out of Computer. And he describes in great literary detail the computer model that models traffic. Because the paper ran a story about a model developed by MIT, and he says, this isn't the first attempt to model Boston traffic on a computer. An earlier effort by researchers at Washington Institute of Technology was abandoned when their computer unexpectedly blew up. And he says, to find out what happened, I visited the defunct project's ex-coordinator, Crash Gordon, at WIT. And he describes what happened, that they had this model that worked everywhere in the country. And then they tried to apply the model to Boston. He said, we sent observers to Boston to survey traffic patterns. We took psychological profiles of hundreds of typical drivers. We created a mathematical model of the Boston road system and the proposed central artery third tunnel. Then we started up the machine. He says, the first things went well. Traffic moved smoothly along Storer Drive to Tobin Bridge, blah, 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 blah. Then we started plugging in the peculiar Bostonian features, such as, I asked,
big noses,
such as rotaries. Oh. He says, we didn't have any experience with rotaries. The computer kept getting hung up. Blips of the screen went around and around and around. they couldn't get on or off. He says, I knew we were in trouble when we added emergency vehicles to the model, which we represented on the screen as flashing orange blips. As an orange blip moved at an accelerated pace through four lanes of traffic, other blips darted in behind, as if they were trying to get the jump on their fellow driver.
Yes, I've seen that phenomenon.
He says, I had never seen anything like this before. First, we thought something was wrong with the computer. Slowly, we realized our queuing models were faulty. Queuing in the Boston profile was non-existent. The blips on the screen would use any stratagem to get to the front of the pack. Emergency vehicles, breakdown lanes, even sidewalks if they wanted to. The same for merging lanes. In other parts of the country, drivers in adjacent merging lanes take turns. With the Boston data, blips jammed together bumper to bumper, blocking any blip that wanted to merge. Intersections, the blips packed into intersections as traffic lights changed to yellow and red, even if the egress was blocked, thereby bringing traffic in all directions to a standstill. He says, Crash Gordon lit up a cigarette. I noticed his hand was shaking. This isn't great. And then he adds up. Then he says, when we added yield signs, that's when the computer blew. Burned out the main processor chips. And that's when the contract was canceled, I asked? Right, said Gordon. But to tell you the truth, none of us at WIT was sorry. We repaired the machine. We now have a contract with Atlanta. And everything's going along fine.
Well, of course. They don't need it in Atlanta.
Well, I mean, it is nice to have a computer model, but it's obvious why it doesn't work in Boston. Because Boston drivers, I'm convinced, are without doubt the biggest animals that the world has ever known. Tommy Menino, who's the mayor of this city, is trying to shape up various parts of the city by actually, get this, he's installing cameras at the intersections where all of the accidents take place so they can take pictures of people who run red lights.
Oh, so they can send a picture of you running a red light.
Exactly. I was going to write him a note to tell him we already have a mechanism for doing this. It's called, ready, Tom? Police.
Ooh.
I can take it. I can take the heat. Totally. That's it. So that's it.
That's it?
Boston drivers are hopeless.
Now, if you want to call us with a question about your car.
Yeah.
Or anything else. In fact, we got a question a few weeks ago about a West Bend bread maker, which I thought was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Our number is 1-800-332-9287. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Judy from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Judy.
Hi there. How are you?
Gee, I've always wanted to go to Flagstaff.
Well, come on over. It's really pretty.
Reminds me of Professor Wagstaff from the one of those Groucho Marx movies.
So what's up, Judy?
Well, actually, this is an elevation-related question.
Really?
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, and here, I'll start out. I have a white 1986 Ford Escort. It has automatic transmission, a 1.9-liter double-barrel carburetor engine, and it has 207,000 miles on it.
Wow. And you want to know, from what height must you drop it?
To make sure that it is total.
Sure it won't run again.
It's great, and I want to get it to go 226,000 miles because somebody told me that's the distance from the surface of the Earth to the surface of the Moon.
Well, it depends whether it's at apogee or perigee.
Well, okay.
All right, well, 226 is good enough.
Yeah, but 207 is not enough. We know that.
Well, it
did. Never 207.
It started doing this one really strange thing about 6 months ago, or at least that's when I first noticed it. To go from Flagstaff to Phoenix, you have to go down a long hill, and then you level out at Camp Verde, which is a little town, and then you start going up another hill. So either way, you have to go down a hill and up a hill.
Yeah.
And when I go down the hill, you know, you come down from elevation from about 6,000 feet to just under 3,000 feet, and you do it in about 12 miles. So it's not severe, but it's a long downhill.
Yeah.
And whenever I go down this hill, about two-thirds of the way down, my car will start blowing white, but not blue or black, white smoke out of the tailpipe, but only when I use the accelerator.
Yeah.
Because you can't coast all the way down a long hill. So you down towards the bottom, you start putting on the accelerator, and you look in your rearview mirror, and you're blowing white smoke. So what I want to know is, what is causing this?
Hmm.
That's it?
That's it, because, you know, I don't want to pollute the atmosphere. The car runs beautifully. It doesn't lose any fluids or anything like that. So I'm just curious as to what might be making this white smoke.
Have you been losing any fluids?
None at all.
She just said, I'm not losing any fluids.
I wonder if she's losing any fluids.
Antifreeze, coolant.
No.
The transmission fluid seems to be fine. Everything's fine.
It does, huh?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, how big is this? I mean, what?
Uh-huh. See, I would have to say that you're wrong about the color.
Is it the color?
Well, I would have to say, too, I would be more inclined to believe it is a slight blue tinge.
Yeah.
And it is a well-known fact that when the engine is coasting...
Uh-huh.
And this is going to sound like it's made up, isn't it?
But it's not.
But it's not. When the engine is coasting and the rings are in the relaxed position.
Okay.
No, it's true. An engine on coast that's re-accelerated will often blow a pretty good cloud of blue-tinged smoke.
Yeah. Well, actually, it looks like cigarette smoke.
Yeah, which has a blue tinge to it. But I suspect that it is actually oil that's coming out the tailpipe.
Yeah, I mean, this is the classic way that you see oil burning.
And the fact that you say that you're not losing any fluids, you are adding from time to time, I'm sure, some oil to this thing.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
Quarter day or what?
Oh, you mean the oil? No.
No.
It doesn't take much to make a huge billow of smoke.
Now, if you were climbing that hill instead of descending it and you accelerated, you probably wouldn't. If you were constantly... pressing on the gas pedal, you wouldn't see that cloud of smoke because as combustion takes place in the cylinders, it tends... What does it do? What happens when that combustion takes place?
I never did understand that.
No, it's an unknown phenomenon, but it is in fact true that when the thing is coasting and then you reapply the throttle, you will get sometimes a puff of smoke.
Right.
And you see it all. It happens to cars all the time. In fact, you can get it to do it on level ground. If you had someone following you on the highway... on a flat stretch, and you began to coast for a while and then stepped on the gas again, you'd oftentimes get a puff of smoke, either be coming from the rings, more likely from the rings, or sometimes even from the valve guides. But don't worry about it.
I mean, I think the other reason that it happens going down the hill is that when you're going down the hill...
Now, here's the part. Here's where we should have stopped. We should have stopped about...
Well, I just had a brilliant insight here.
Go ahead.
Okay.
When it's going down the hill... you're more likely to see it.
That's true, because the sun's generally behind you.
No, even if it weren't for the sun, you are going down the hill, the smoke comes out the back, and as you go down, the smoke stays where it is, and boom, there it is in your rearview mirror.
Right.
Whereas if you were going up the hill.
No.
You look out the rearview mirror, and the smoke is down underneath you.
No, it is not.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
No.
It's much easier to notice it going down the hill.
Yeah.
You draw the diagram, you'll see.
It doesn't seem to smoke any other time. I mean, at all. I mean, I've had people follow me and check it out.
Sure. Yeah. But it is. But it's nothing to worry about. It's not going to interfere with your 226,000 miles. Don't worry about a thing.
No,
so
I mean,
it
you
won't,
may
like die in the middle of the trackless desert because of the smoke.
No,
the smoke won't kill it. The timing belt will break or something like that.
That
happened already?
Good.
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. See you, Judy.
Bye, Judy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Guess what? The Puzzler Answer and more calls are coming up right after this.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming only on Hulu.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Discover. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
Now, Tommy, you'll be glad to know
that
I'm going to let you off the hook this week.
Good.
Now, this is normally the portion of the show where I give the answer to last week's puzzler.
The three guys in the hotel room.
And I embarrass you because you don't know what the puzzler was, et cetera, et cetera.
I remember that, yeah.
But I'm not ready to give the answer to last week's puzzler because I want to give our listener.
Oh, because you don't?
Listener.
This is another one of those situations where you don't know the answer?
Well, no, I know the answer, of course. No, I want to give our listener more time to work on it. It's a word puzzle with many possible answers.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, our listeners have traditionally had a field day with these It has to do with automotive synonyms, and I'll lay it out for you again.
This was a toughie.
Well, it's challenging. It's challenging.
It is. It's excellent. It's folkloric,
historic.
Yeah.
And
everything. It's everything.
Meteoric.
Man. It's everything a puzzler ought to be.
So I will elaborate. I will reiterate.
Yeah.
Restate
yeah.
the puzzler during the second half of the show, so try not to fall asleep, will you? In the meantime, we'll press on with more obfuscation. You ready?
Yeah.
1-800-332-9287. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Mary Jane from Superior, Wisconsin.
Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Superior. I'm not going to guess that it's probably close to the lake, but that's okay.
Yeah, good guess. We're right on the lake.
Right on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
What's up, Mary Jane?
What's up? I have a question. I'm hoping you can solve a marital dispute.
Oh, Mary Jane. Of course.
Even though I'm calling you for advice, the more I listen to you, I think you're part of my problem.
Whoops.
Okay, I came home from work last week, and I found a 1-800 number on my kitchen table, and it was your number. This wouldn't strike fear into my heart until I found a list of the kind of car my husband has, the color it is, the year, because he doesn't know cars that much, and he has to write these things down to remember them. And so I have this fear that he called you because he wants to fix this car up.
Oh.
And I'm calling you to help me to get him not to do it.
Oh, so you're trying to undermine the entire operation here before it gets off the ground.
Exactly. And it's getting seriouser as the more serious as the day goes on.
Serious is good.
Seriouser
again? I don't remember talking to anyone from Superior.
No, we haven't talked to him yet.
He hasn't. No, I don't. We haven't talked to anyone from Superior.
Well, first of all, what's his name?
Well, his name is Joshua. And I found a loan application on the kitchen table.
Joshua.
Uh-oh.
Loan application.
All right.
Now, let me tell you about his car.
Yeah.
This guy, I married this guy because he's a sensitive, caring artist, and he knows nothing about cars. And I hung out with car guys, like, all my life. So I hooked up with this guy because he didn't know cars.
Yeah.
2 years ago, he bought a 1964 Ford Fairlane, three on the tree, baby blue.
Okay, so we've established that he still doesn't know anything about cars.
He doesn't know anything. The muffler was really loud because it had glass tacks on, and he thought he had to replace the muffler.
Yeah.
So I had to clue him into that. And so now he's, like, got this unnatural attachment to it and wants to take out a loan, soak thousands of dollars into it to fix it up. Now, we live in Superior. We live in a rust belt. It's cold. It's snowy. It's hideous here.
Yeah.
And I keep telling him it's not worth it to do it.
So,
I need you guys to agree with me.
But, Mary Jane, don't you see this as just another manifestation of this man's sensitive, caring, artistic nature?
That he wants to take this old car and nurture it.
And
redeem it and somehow
bring it back to life.
Sure.
That's
infuse new life into it for a measly few $1,000s.
Yeah, he may be the Albert Schweitzer of the Rust Belt there.
But he doesn't know anything about cars.
So what?
Joe Schmo here in Superior to fix it up.
So he's gonna have to send all this work out.
Yes.
Well, unless you help him because you know stuff about why.
You know about three on a tree and glass packs, and that's pretty good.
Hey, pretty good, huh?
Yeah, did you hang out in your youth?
Used car lot.
I hung out in Gardner, Mass in my youth.
Uh-huh.
So I picked all this up.
You did.
I just, you know, we need your help. He shouldn't really do this because it's going to be a ton of money and labor that someone else is going to get all my money.
Well, you know, I remember when my wife and I were first married, that we used to do all kinds of things together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We don't do anything together.
Well,
this is a chance, though.
Yeah, but this is a chance. Exactly right. And as years have gone by, we do less and less together.
Mm-hmm.
Because she hates me.
Yeah. Well, it partly has to do with the things that you do. I mean, it's interesting because it's difficult for a husband and wife.
Well, she didn't like, for example, this year she wouldn't go to the table saw convention with me anymore.
Yeah, and my wife does these knitting things and sewing things.
Well, I'm going to
I don't want any part of it.
Why not?
This is an opportunity for you and your husband
to bond.
Like no one has ever bonded before.
Well, I think that's a great idea. We're taking a welding class together, though.
See that?
You're taking a welding class.
They don't call it bondo for nothing, do they?
And you'll use that knowledge.
We're bonding with the arc.
You'll use that knowledge from welding class to enhance your relationship while you're working on the car.
Okay.
You know, and he says, honey, hand me another bud. I'm working up a sweat running this torch. Or you could say that. Honey, hand me another bud.
I mean, I wish we could be on your side, Mary Jane, but we're not on your side.
You guys are kidding me.
Yeah.
When Joshua gets through, and I know he will now, because we'll open the lines, we're going to be all for it.
You know, I can't listen to your show anymore.
Who the hell cares?
That's all right. We lose thousands of listeners every week. What do we want? We want one more?
But I'm your only listener in Superior.
No,
they
I don't
know about you up here yet.
But Joshua has our number. Remember that.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah,
you're breaking my heart.
You are from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how much is he going to spend on this? How much did he spend on this 64 Falcon?
Well, he won't tell me because I'm so irate about this whole situation. He's just kind of like laying low. He doesn't know I found your number.
Well, obviously.
So he's laying low. But, you know, the thing is, we don't even have a good car. My other car is a Ford Festiva. And didn't just weeks ago you said they should come with, like, a funeral wreath to the hood?
My brother.
No, we didn't say anything like that at all.
I must have been listening to Garrison Keillor. It wasn't us.
Okay.
Yeah, I can give you his 800 number if you want.
No, that was Scott Simon that said that, I'm pretty sure.
I think it was. Wait a minute now. You used an expression way back in this conversation. You said he's going to spend all my money fixing up this car.
Did I say my money?
You said that.
That was a Freudian slip of
Does
the first
mean
order.
That you have a job and he doesn't?
No. See, we moved up here to Superior for his job.
Uh-huh.
And he's got all the money.
Which is what?
So he's got all the money, so what are you complaining about?
Because
you're using up all his money.
What was he, the captain of the Edmund Fitzgerald or something?
That's what we're in search of. We're in search of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
No,
we moved up here, and see, like, I don't want him to spend the money because it's cold up here, and if I'm going to move up here, I don't want to suffer and be cold and then have this beast in the driveway.
Let's get down to the bottom, oh. Bottom line here. You hate it in Superior.
I hate it.
That's what it is. Uh-huh. That's what it is. This car has nothing to do with it. You're ready to go to Florida.
Oh, so
Arizona.
This is
Arizona.
The car is just a manifestation of your deep-seated hatred for your husband.
Right. What kind of dreams have you been having?
Vicious
dreams. Yeah.
Because you are holding some serious bad feelings toward poor Josh.
Oh yeah, you are harboring some ill feelings.
Oh.
Absolutely.
I'm glad this all came out.
No, see, I love the guy. You just have to convince him not to fix his car or to move to Arizona and fix it.
Well, we have a better chance of getting him to move to Arizona.
Arizona wouldn't be a bad idea.
Wouldn't it?
No, that would be a compromise that you could live. He can keep the car.
He can keep the car.
As long as you get out of
Superior.
Superior.
Yeah.
Because the winters are interminable.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
We'll talk to him.
You will.
We will.
We'll try to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And if he hasn't gotten this yet, tell him to keep trying. Well, you can't encourage him to keep trying, but you should drop some subtle hints.
Yeah. Like leave the 1-800 number.
Leave the 800 number around, yeah. Have it tattooed on your forehead.
Application.
If it doesn't work out, we can give you the number of our law firm that does divorces.
Do we tune them in house?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. See you, Mary Jane.
Thanks, Mary Jane.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for all your help.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad we probed into that because there was some deep-seated resentment that she was hiding.
Absolutely.
I love the guy. My foot.
We'll be right back with more calls and the new puzzler after these messages.
Support for NPR and the following message come from the American Cancer Society. Dr. Alpa Patel leads a team that researches cancer risk factors, and she shares how her team makes an impact.
We always do what we like to think of as actionable science. So the work that we do makes its way to things like nutrition and physical activity guidelines for cancer.org, where millions of people come each year to learn about how they can better prevent cancer.
To learn more, go to cancer.org. This message comes from NPR sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth/whatsyourwhy.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. Support for NPR and the following message come from Betterment, an automated investing and savings app. CEO Sarah Levy shares why Betterment believes cash can be a strategic choice.
There are times when the market is volatile, when customers are a little nervous about investing. We came to understand that there was an opportunity to introduce cash as part of an investing strategy and to give back yields to the customer.
Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank.
Hi, we're back. You're still listening to Car Talk on National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're here to discuss, of course, cars.
Yeah.
Car repair.
Yeah.
West Bend bread machines. And an ethical enigma.
An ethical enigma or a moral dilemma. I'm not sure which it is.
Well, I like ethical enigma because it's alliterative.
Alliterative,
you know.
I know. This is from Robette Ann Diaz from Sonoma, California, and boy, well, you've done it this time.
You, meaning collective you?
Your puzzler this week caused a severe domestic dispute between my kids, so I thought I'd share it with you. My kids and I are loyal Car Talk fans. We even pledged to the local NPR station, KQED, during the Car Talk pledge breaks, just so they know exactly what our priorities are. Last week, you threw out the puzzler challenge to the kids and the listening audience, and this is what touched off domestic disharmony and sibling rivalry in my house. My kids came to blows over who would send in the puzzler solution and how much money should be sent as an inducement to pick their answer. I will not go into the blow-by-blow. Suffice it to say, you received a puzzler entry from my daughter Kiara, age 8, and $2 from her brother Lino, age 11. After finding only pennies in my wallet, he resorted to raiding his piggy bank. I trust you will put the money to good use. Of course we will.
We have already.
I am writing to show the considerable influence you wield on the youth of America and to ask a very big favor of you. Could you mention... Pay attention.
Well, we
now.
Don't wield that much influence because we asked for a $20 bill.
That's right. And the kid comes up with 11
two,
cents.
Yeah,
cares?
$2. I mean, come on.
Okay, but pay attention to this.
I'm ready.
She wants us to do the following.
Do the following.
Could you mention the interconnected web of creation and the worth and dignity of every individual once in a while?
Mm. Interconnected web
of creation.
Like, we are family.
That's it, yeah.
Mummy and daddy and me. No.
And the last sentence, which is the reason I read the letter in the first place. Thanks. I love listening to you guys, but I wouldn't want to be married to either of you. Hugs and kisses, Robette and Diaz.
Very cute. All right, look.
Okay.
Okay, it's time for the puzzle. Now, we thought 1 week was not sufficient time for America to ponder this fascinating, challenging puzzler.
Yeah.
So we are restating it this week, otherwise known as milking it, to further stretch America's mind, collective mind.
Yes, it does take some work. This is not something that just comes to you. And it's not something you can sit down and run a couple of simultaneous equations, as good as we are at that.
Right, this is right.
Absolutely not. But now, you can use your computer.
As we all know, there are thousands of automotive terms, words associated with automobiles, like car parts, car names, car lingo. And what we're looking for are pairs of car-related words whose non-automotive meanings happen to be synonyms.
Yeah.
Okay? And the example we gave last week was tire and exhaust.
That's beautiful.
Right?
That's a beautiful example.
Now, here's another example, which I think is
you're beautiful, man. Who loves you? You're beautiful.
It's another booster, as in power brake booster, so you don't have to use the whole term. You can use a portion of the term.
Or even half of the word. Booze.
And fan. You
booster
get it?
Booster and fan. I like it.
Okay. Now, here are some more that Dougie came up with this week.
How much do they stink?
You'll see. Bias and lean. Bias, lean.
I like that one.
Yeah? Where'd the lean come from? Like lean burn?
Lean burn,
mixture?
Man.
Okay.
Bias belted tires.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Dougie, I like it.
That's good. That's all right. It's not bad. Not bad. It's,
yeah.
Any more? Bearing and weight. Like wheel weight, you know? It's a little thin.
Bearing and weight?
Yes. And his best one, he says here, is bores. And Tappets, as in Tappets.
And Yahoos.
And the question is, how many good ones can you come up with? And the prize will be awarded to that person or persons.
Yeah.
Who come up with the longest,
No, best, I think we should go on quality and quantity.
Well, the longest and best list, in our estimation, and our decision will be final.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Now, we suggest you take Monday and Tuesday off from work to about
no,
this.
No, this is going to get done at work. Are you crazy? If they take days off from work, we'll get no answers.
Oh, because they won't be able to type it on the company paper.
They won't be
paper.
Able to type it. They won't be able to ponder it. They'll sit back at their desk with their feet up. They won't be able to use the computer.
There you go.
They won't
All
be
right.
able to talk to their friends at the water cooler.
Send your list to Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, Box 3500, Harvard Square, Cambridge.
Our fair city.
Ma 02238. And we may have to award several copies of the Best of Car Talk for this puzzler, which is great because we're dying to get rid of them. They're cluttering up my basement, and I can't get to my radial arm saw.
Is it a saw yet, by the way, the table saw that you bought, the kit that you bought?
No.
It's still in a box?
No.
Out of the box?
It's out of the box.
It's a pile of pieces on the floor.
I am amazed at how many nuts, bolts, and washers you can fit into a plastic bag that's about a foot square.
Oh, 10,000.
Yeah.
You could build a car.
You know what further amazes me? That they don't give you one extra one.
No. Why would they? If they gave one extra one to you, they'd have to give one extra one to everybody.
Bummer, man. Anyway, if you'd like to call us, the number is 1-800-332-9287. I will make a public announcement when it is officially a saw.
Okay.
Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hello, this is Matthew from the Hamptons on Long Island.
Hey, Matt, how are you, man?
How are you, Uncle Tom?
How's pork chop business? Hey, this is Matthew Curran, my, and mine too. Our nephew.
Things haven't been good out here. You're not doing very good for me.
No? Well, for those of you that didn't know, I don't know how it happened, but my brother mentioned some weeks ago that we had this deadbeat nephew that couldn't get a date because he's out in a part of the world where there are no women. And he had to tie a pork chop around his neck even to get the dog to play with him. We were hoping to get him a date, so we don't know what to do for you. We got a letter from one of your friends that said we were being too harsh.
Yeah.
I think I hit rock bottom this year. My only Valentine's Day card was for my mother. Not good. Is Grandma in prison again because I didn't get one?
She may be doing a short stint.
Yeah, it might just be a couple of days in the drunk tank.
Grandma may be in the slammer. Yeah, you didn't get one from her, huh? Usually she sends one.
She's good.
Yeah, she's good.
She doesn't even love me anymore.
So your mother sent you a Valentine's card.
Yep.
Your grandmother didn't. She probably gave up on you.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There's still hope, I think.
So what do you think we can do for you, man? I mean, what's the nature of your call?
What are you wasting our valuable time here, man?
No. I mean, things are getting this bad. I was in the city the
Are there
other day.
Any women in that? Where do you live, anyway? What is that place you live? Quag?
Hampton Bays.
Hampton Bays.
And I work in Southampton.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fancy digs.
There's some nice people out here. It's not working out good. I'm kind of infamous by association now with you guys. I was in the city the other day.
Yeah.
And you're... Car Talk came up, and this guy came up to me. He was Father Jim from Tina and Tony's Wedding. And he said, you're the nephew with the pork chop around your neck? You don't have a face for radio. What are you talking about?
You're famous, man. Hey.
Well, I think what we should do to get Matt a date is we should go out to Long Island.
Yeah.
Where he lives. And we should...
run a party.
We should run a party.
Sure.
Right.
Well, I have the place to do it. Do it right at the restaurant I work at.
There you go.
Yes, no. We'll do it.
We need the business.
We'll.
Somebody comes in when I work at it. I have a following of one.
Well, I think, Matt, we could be here on the verge of developing a new line of jewelry. The pork chop. You know how people get the charms, you know,
yes,
with the hearts
the
and heart, the thing?
A little pepper.
I think the pork chop.
Little pork chop earrings, I can see it now.
I can see it now, too.
Hey, look, here's what we're going to do, too. Hey, we're going to take care of you, man. You know that we love you. We're your uncles, right?
I know you're my favorite uncle.
We're your favorite uncles. We're the only uncles that you've got. But the other thing we're going to do is, in a few weeks, our website is going to be up. And in that website are personal ads.
Yeah?
I personally...
You'll be featured, of course.
You're going to be featured. Send us a picture of you with the pork chop around your neck. And we'll have... I mean, you'll have more inquiries than anybody on the whole website. I guarantee you.
I hope so. I'm thinking about this summer getting a Jeep Renegade with the dog in it.
Yeah.
A babe magnet. Think that'll help?
That'll help. Yeah, absolutely.
That's you, man. And the surfboard stuck in the back.
Oh!
That's it.
The surfboard.
Right. And the tanks, you know, the diving tanks.
That's good.
Those always look good.
The Golden Retriever.
Right.
Oh!
The official Baywatch car.
And the pork chop hanging off the back. Don't worry, Matt. We're going to take care of you, man.
We're going to fix you up, baby.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Well, I'm coming home for Grandma's thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you then.
Her prison release. We'll all be there, too. We'll see you right at the gates of the penitentiary. See you, man.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Poor guy. Yeah.
We've not done well for him.
He may be a two pork chopper.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, yeah. He may be a pork roast. Well, you've squandered another perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk. Our esteemed producer is Doug, the Subway Fugitive, not a slave to fashion, Punkin' Lips Berman. Our associate producer and dean of the College of Auto Musicology is Ken Ed Grimley Rogers. Our engineer and assistant producer is Jennifer Conifer Gonifer Loeb. And our technical advisor is John Bugsy Sebastian, Mr. Height, Sweet Cheeks, Free Lunch, Twinkle Toes, Hula Hips, Donut Breath, Gigabyte, Make That
Two Triple... Make That 2 gigabytes! Right, Bugs?
Right.
2 gigabytes and 3 triple cheeseburgers.
Our public opinion pollster is Paul Murky of Murky Research, assisted by statistician Marge Novera. Our director of new product repair is Warren T. My Foot.
I love him.
Director in Atlanta is Frank Lee Scarlett. Our director of gender studies is Amanda B. Reckon with. Our staff marriage counselor is Marion Hayes. Our staff bikini waxer is Harry Moval. Our director of sports information is Linus Crimmage. Our producer's office is furnished by Rick Klein. Oh, yeah, we had a big purge here. And, of course, our chief counsel from the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe is Hugh Lewis Dewey, known around Harvard Square as Huey Louie Dewey. Thanks so much for listening. We're Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. And don't drive like my brother.
Don't drive like my brother.
We'll be back next week. Bye-bye. Now, if you'd like a cassette copy of this week's show, which we'll call, I don't know what, number 9.
Why not?
You can call Car Talk Shameless Commerce Division at its brand new number, which is 303-823-8000.
You can also order the Best of Car Talk by calling that same number, 303-823-8000. The Best of Car Talk comes with our unconditional money-back guarantee. We guarantee that you won't get your money back under any conditions.
Car Talk is a production of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe and WBUR in Boston.
And even though the network executives cringe when they hear us say it, this is NPR, National Public Radio.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.